我们要最后一次来查考漂泊的世代。
We're going to study for the last time the wandering four generations.
就是约瑟的一生。
And that is the whole life of Joseph.
这个世代的人我们在圣经里面找得出来大概只有雅各跟约瑟他的心里面有感觉到人活着很苦。
So if we look at this topic, the wandering four generation, it is recorded that only Joseph and Jacob, they can experience the bitterness of their heart.
那亚伯拉罕跟以撒看起来他没有这个感受。
And it seems that Abraham and Isaac did not have this bitterness.
雅各他见法老王的时候他说一生又短又苦。
And when Jacob...was invited to Pharaoh, he says his life is short and bitter.
那约瑟他生两个孩子。
Joseph has two sons.
其中有一个他把他取名叫做马拿西。
And one of the sons is Manasseh.
就是神使我忘记的我的苦。
That God has allowed me to forget my sufferings.
所以他是很苦。
So he was very, he had suffered a lot.
但是是神让他忘记了。
But God had helped him forget.
那我们如果这个两个人仔细来查考，我们发现这个两个人受苦的原因不太一样。
And if we analyze why these two people suffer, there are two different reasons.
雅各的苦大概是从他的个性所造成的。
And the suffering of Jacob came from his personality.
雅各很有信心。
Jacob was full of faith.
所以他要抓住最好的。
He wanted to have the best.
但是他的个性有问题。
But he had flaws in his character.
所以他用很多的计谋。
So he used many schemes.
这个是他一生受苦。
So that's why he experienced of suffering his whole life.
那约瑟受苦我们从圣经看起来找不出他有什么错误。
And when we look at Joseph, it seems in the recorded in the Bible that he did no wrong.
所以苦难不一定是从错误来的。
So suffering does not necessarily come from wrongdoing.
义人也会受苦。
Even righteous man will suffer.
但是义人受苦跟罪人受苦，它的价值就不一样。
But the value of a righteous person suffering is different than that of a person who sinned.
义人在受苦当中要彰显他的义。
And when a righteous person suffers, it is manifesting God's righteousness through this person.
那罪人受苦是他犯了罪的付的代价。
And when a sinful person sins, because they have to pay the price of the sin.
但是我们看约瑟他的苦从哪里来
So let us see where does Joseph's suffering come from.
所以有时候我们常常发现即使你是一个好人也有可能你会受苦。
So sometimes even if you're a good person, you will still suffer.
但是重要的是当我们在苦难当中我们怎么会去回应我们所面对的苦难这个是最重要一点。
And it is important how we respond to our sufferings. That is the most important.
我们先来看三十七章，创世纪三十七章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 37.
第三节。
Verse 3.
以色列原来爱约瑟胜过爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的。
Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his sons because he had been born to him in his old age.
我们知道以撒就是这个雅各的爸爸以撒。
We know Isaac, which is Jacob's father.
他爱以扫。
He loves Isaac.
以扫。
以扫。
然后利百加爱这个雅各。
And Rebecca loved Jacob.
所以这个父亲两个各有偏爱。
So the parents, they have love for different, for different sons.
这个造成一个家庭的悲剧。
So this caused us this tragedy in a family.
但是雅各并没有从他的上代学到什么经验。
But Jacob did not seem to have experienced anything from the generation before him.
所以他说他爱约瑟过于爱他的众子。
So it says that he loved Joseph more than any of his other sons.
那这个证据是什么
？What is evidence?
他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。
And that he made a richly ornamented robe for him.
所以我们可以看到这一件彩衣带给约瑟麻烦。
And this robe brought him trouble.
因为大家都没有，只有约瑟有。
Because no other people have this richly ornamented robe except for Joseph.
所以这件彩衣就是父亲偏爱的一个记号。
And so this is a sign in which how much Joseph is loved by his father, Israel.
所以如果我们有几个孩子,
yes. So if we have many children,
你如果买iPad, 应该是每一个都有,
and if you buy iPods, you should buy all for them.
不然就买一个大家轮流用,
or if you just buy one, you should let them share.
那你如果买一个iPad给一个其他都没有, 这个会发生问题。
And if you buy iPod only for one child and not for others, then this is problematic.
每一次看到这个孩子在听iPod, 其他的孩子就心里就不平了。
So when one person listens to iPod, the other children will become unbalanced in their hearts.
所以后来啊, 约瑟被卖, 也就是因为这件彩衣啊。
And later when Joseph was sold to Egypt, it's because of this ornamented robe.
他没有错。
He did not do wrong.
他很爱他爸爸, 所以照着他爸爸的命令就去看他的哥哥。
He loves his father very much, so according to his father's command, he went to see his brothers.
但是他的哥哥就照这个机会就把他出卖了。
But this is an opportunity that his brother took to sell him to a merchant.
那我们要联想一个问题。
So we need to relate this to a problem.
就是人的命运会不会因为别人而改变。
So we should ponder about whether our destiny is changed by other people.
因为我们常常听人讲啊, 我今天之所以 说我就是因为谁谁谁谁造成我今天的我。
So we oftentimes say, the me right now is because of the certain person.
但是这个讲法用正面的讲比较少。
If we try to explain this, this change in ourselves, our forming of our character, then this is actually very rare.
Positive
way of saying that this is very rare.
也就是说我今天的我就是因为我爸爸很认真赚钱,我妈妈很会教我,我公公很会祷告。 这种讲法都比较少。
So it is actually not people usually don't use positive things to say about how one forms one's character.
常常是讲负面的。
They often think about the negatives.
我今天的我就是谁对我怎样谁对我怎样。
The me today is because of how certain person treated me.
那这个是不是可能？
Is this possible?
那如果我们用约瑟的例子来讲。
But if we use the example of Joseph,
如果一个人啊, 有神的同在,
if one person has the abidance of God,
这是不可能的,
then this is not possible.
但如果一个人没有神同在,
but if one does not have the abidance of God,
这是可能的,
then this is possible.
所以完全在乎这个人有没有神的同在。
So it matters whether a person has the abidance of God.
那我们看约瑟的一生啊, 他有很多的环境, 他的环境发生很多问题。
So we could see throughout Joseph's life, there are many things that happened to him in his environment.
那很多问题的发生, 约瑟需要一个回应。
And many times when things happen, he needs to respond to these incidents.
但是我们看约瑟对每一个负面的环境, 他的回应都是正面的。
We could see for all the negative things that happened to him, he always responded with positive attitude.
所以从他年纪很轻一直到他年纪大,
So from his young age to his advanced age,
我们在圣经里面找不出约瑟有一个负面的决定,负面的一个回应。
We cannot find Joseph making a negative decision or having negative attitude.
所以神跟他同在, 然后他对每一件事情都用神的原则去回应。
So when God is with him, he always uses God's principle to respond to situations.
因此我们看约瑟在每一个环境里面啊, 神都跟他同在。
So we could see for everything that happened to Joseph, God was with him.
虽然受苦, 但是神跟他同在。
Although he was suffering, but God was with him.
因此受苦有时候是免不了的。
So it is inevitable that we suffer.
这个是神有时候带领我们经过的一条路。
This is sometimes a road that God leads us through our path of life.
但是神的同在是绝对可能的。
But God's abidance is possible.
那如果神的同在, 我们的苦就可以忘记。
And because of God's abidance, we can forget about our sufferings.
我们就可以超越我们的苦难。
We can surpass our troubles.
只有在神里面才有可能。
Only in God can this happen.
不然的话, 人很难做到。
Or this will be impossible when we just rely on ourselves.
那在约瑟的一生里面啊, 我们看他的漂泊。
So throughout Joseph's life, we see his wandering life.
他从以色列地漂到埃及地去。
From the land of Israel, he went to Egypt.
这个不是他本身计划的。
This is not something in his plan.
他是被卖的, 没有选择的。
He was sold, so he had no choice.
这告诉我们，我们人的一生前面的路要怎么走，有时候你没有办法想象、计划得出来。
So this tells us that sometimes we can't plan the road ahead of us.
如果我们二十岁
，If we're 20 years old，
你想得出来五十岁的时候你会变成怎样吗
？Can you think about what you will be doing when you are 50 years old？
没有办法想得出来。
Probably not.
如果你是五十岁
，If you're 50，
你回想你二十岁的时候，你有预料到你今天的我吗？
In retrospect, well, you have predicted what you would be doing when you are 50 right now.
我们也想不出来。
Then you probably cannot.
所以人的道路由不得自己。
So our path is not of our own decision.
原来神是默默在带领我们的道路。
It is God who quietly leads our lives.
但是最重要就是我们不要做错误的决定。
But what's most important is that we should not make the wrong decision.
对任何负面的事情，不要以负面来回应。
For all the negative things that happen to us, do not respond with negative attitudes.
那我们的前途绝对是正面的。
So our future will be very positive as well.
在神里面没有负面。
In God, there is no negativity.
因为美善的恩赐、全备的赏赐都是从神来的。
Because all the goodness and the grace of God is all come from God.
好。那这个约瑟被卖，我们看他被卖到埃及。
So we see that Joseph has been sold to Egypt.
在整个过程当中
，If we look through the process，
我们看约瑟经历多少的事情。
How many things has he experienced？
他经历过兄弟的诡计。
He experienced the betrayal of his brothers。
他经历过父母的分离。
And he also experienced the departure from his father,
他经历过情欲的试探
and he also encountered temptation.
他经历过做奴仆的辛苦
and he also encountered the bitterness of being a slave.
他经历过监牢的失去的自由
and he experienced the lack of freedom when he was in prison.
但是他也经历过王宫的这些享乐
yet in the end he still experienced the pleasure in the palace.
还有经历过兄弟几十年以后的相遇。
And he also experienced a reunion with his brothers.
那在这一些人生的经验当中
And all these things that Joseph experienced.
我们可以看到约瑟有非常高贵的生命的素质。
We know that Joseph has very high value.
他的生命非常高贵。
And he valued his life a lot.
非常高贵 ，noble.
Noble, he had.
他的生命非常高贵。
And he viewed his life as being very noble one.
我们常常在想，到底人的价值在哪里
？So we often think, what is the value of our lives?
人的价值不在乎我们有什么。
A person's life is not based on how much one has.
人的价值在乎我们是什么。
And one's life is based on what we are.
但是很可惜，我们人常常走错了方向。
But oftentimes we take the wrong direction.
我们一直去追求我有什么要来增加我的价值。
Sometimes we pursue how much we have to increase our values.
但是我们没有在改变我们自己成为我是什么的一个人。
But we did not think about transforming ourselves so we can become what we should be.
那在约瑟的一生当中环境不断的变化当中，我们就看到他生命的素质就表现出来。
So in this midst of changing environment, we could see how Joseph stands in his principle and his noble life.
所以有时候我们不了解我们自己。
Sometimes we do not even understand ourselves.
但是一直到环境改变了，我们才能够了解我们自己。
Until our environment changes and forces us to understand ourselves.
第一个
First.
约瑟的贫贱不能移。
And the first thing is that what one cannot dispose of one's values.
贫贱
In poverty.
你不会改变，不会移动。
One cannot change its in poverty.
所谓不能移，就是说我们跟神的关系。
The so-called that we cannot change is that we cannot change our relationship with God.
在圣经里面我们看到贫贱改变了一些人。
And in the Bible we can see how one person has changed his destiny from being poor.
比方说以色列百姓在旷野路。
To rich. For example, the Israelites in the wilderness.
算起来算贫贱的，什么都没有。
They could be considered as impoverished.
但是神的恩典是够用的。
But God's mercy is plentiful for them.
因为天天有玛拿可以吃啊。
Because they had manna to eat every day.
但是在这个很贫贱的这个旷野路途当中，我们就看到他们对神的态度。
But we see that in this impoverished environment, their attitude towards God.
就埋怨神。
Were that of complaints.
到处都是埋怨，你可以发现差不多一二十次他埋怨。
You could find 10 or 20 times how much they complained to God.
当他看到红海分开，他很高兴。
When they saw the Red Sea departed, they were very happy.
当他看到埃及的军兵被洪水淹被海淹灭，他也很高兴。
And when they saw the army of Egypt was actually immersed in water, they were very joyous.
但是当他面对生活的困难，他就不高兴，又埋怨神。
And when they encounter difficulty in their lives, and they start complaining.
那第二个，我们从约伯的故事可以看到。
And the second, from Joseph's story, we can see. From Job's story, we can see.
约伯经历过患难。
He had encountered many trials, sufferings.
圣经说他一夜之间他的牛羊都死了。
And the Bible says that in one night, all his belongings and livestock had died.
而且他的孩子都死了。
And all his children had passed away.
但是约伯说神是应该称颂的。
But Job still said that praises be to God.
那第二次神在允许魔鬼来攻击他。
And second, God allows Satan to attack him.
除了他的性命还保留之外，他全身蒸疮。
Other than his life that he was spared, he had sores throughout his body.
在这个时候，约伯的太太就说：“啊，你拜神拜到这样，你弃掉神，死掉算了。”
And his wife even said to him, "Why don't you just curse God and die?"
所以我们就可以看到，在贫贱当中，约伯的太太已经不要神了。
And we could see that in impoverished environment, Job's wife was willing to forsake God.
但是约伯还持守纯正。
Yet Joseph was, he still held on to his principle, his righteousness.
他的信仰的 integrity, 纯正。
He still held on to his integrity.
这个就是生命素质的高贵。
So this is actually the nobleness of his life.
我们拜神不是因为神对我们怎样。
We worship God not because we want God to treat us certain ways.
我们拜神是因为神本身是值得拜的。
Worship God because God is worthy of our praise.
他的名是尊贵的。
And His name is glorious.
那约瑟，我们看他在被卖出卖的当中。
So we see that in the process of being sold.
他受苦大概有13年。
He had suffered for 13 years.
37章讲约瑟17岁，他去看他的哥哥。
In chapter 37 says that at age 17 he went to see his brothers.
这是青少年的时间了。
That's when he was a teenager.
那约瑟之后来做宰相大概30岁。
And when he became he was a prime minister, he was about 30 years old.
这13年的时间呢，约瑟没有办法解释他的苦难。
In these 13 years of life, he could not describe why he suffered.
但是约瑟对神没有埋怨。
Yet Joseph did not complain a bit to God.
约瑟对人没有恨。
And he did not have any hatred towards people.
这个就是这一个人的生命的品质非常高贵。
So this one has he has integrity in the way he held on to life.
这就是神看人价值的地方。
And so this is actually how ignoble house.
不在我们有什么，是我们在各种环境当中，我们怎么把我们的生命活出来。
And so, despite any type of environment, it matters how we live our lives.
那第二个。
Second.
我们看后来约瑟在波提法的家里面。
And later, when Joseph was at Potiphar's house.
这个时候，这个他的主人波提法的太太引诱他犯罪。
And Potiphar's wife tempted him to sin.
对年轻人来讲，这是一个很大的试探。
And to a young man, this is a great temptation.
而且他主人的太太又有权势。
And also, his master's wife also has power.
所以对约瑟来讲要面对这个试探不简单。
So it is quite hard for Joseph to resist this temptation.
第一个，他的情欲。
First of all, the temptation of lust.
第二个是他主人太太有权势。
And second is that his master's wife has power.
约瑟可以了解如果他不顺从他主人的太太的要求，会发生什么事情？这是很容易了解的。
Joseph understands that if he doesn't obey what his master's wife wants him to do, then he knows the consequence.
就好像你在公司上班，你不听老板的话，这个结果是可以想象的。
Just as when you work in a company, if you don't listen to what your boss tells you, then there are consequences.
那约瑟的老板，老板就是这个波提法。
And Joseph, boss is his master Potiphar.
所以后来我们就看啊，当约瑟就跑出去了。
And so later on, Joseph actually escaped.
就留下一件衣服。
He actually left a robe.
那这一件衣服反过来变成啊，控告他的一个证据。
And so this robe actually became an evidence in which the master's wife put him in prison.
那因为他敬畏神。
Because he feared God.
他反而因为这样下到监牢里面。
Yet he was imprisoned.
这个是一个很大的啊，一个人要相当大的决心呢。
So a person has to have a firm determination and faith.
为这神，我什么都可以牺牲。
They're willing to suffer for God.
那如果人心里面的最深处已经有这个决心了，这就是神所喜欢的。
So if deep down in one's heart one has determination to suffer for God, then one has firm faith, deep-rooted faith.
所以我们看约瑟的信仰他是威武，不能够改变他、屈服他。
So we could see that in Joseph's life, nothing can conquer him.
He doesn't succumb to power.
那我们今天做基督徒啊，常常为着拥有现实的一些好处，我们常常一些原则我们不敢坚持。
Sometimes when we see that we have advantages in our lives, we would take these advantages and we would actually we would succumb to it.
因为我们常常觉得说，如果我坚持我的原则，我就会丧失我现在的好处。
So, if we held on to our principles, then we think that we will lose all these good things.
但是圣经的教训，还有我们本身的体验告诉我们，你如果坚持神认为对的原则，到最后结果一定好。
But the Bible tells us that if we continue to hold on to our principles, then in the end, we will have good results.
好像但以理的故事。
Just as the story of Daniel.
但以理本身，他被选到王宫里面。
Daniel was chosen to be in the palace.
那本来这个管膳食的就要给他东西好的东西吃。
And the people managing food will have to give him good food to eat.
那以后才去见王。
Then he is taken to the king.
但这是拜过偶像的。
But these food have been actually served and worshipped to the idol.
他不吃。
And so that there was pressure to eat.
但是但以理他不吃。
But Daniel had principle, he did not.
这可能陷于他不利。
But this is probably putting him at disadvantage.
但是过了几天，发现他的容貌反而更好。
But after a few days, he actually have much better countenance and he was more healthy because God was with him.
那后来但以理，看到王已经盖禁令了，不能向王以外的任何一个人求什么。
And later on, when Daniel prayed and He refused to worship the king.
结果因为这样啊，但以理被下到监牢里面，被丢到狮子坑里面去。
And as a result, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den.
他知道，他如果不听王的话，他可能会失去宰相的地位。
He knows that if he did not listen to the king's words, he probably lose his position as a prime minister.
但是对他来讲啊，神比较大。
But to him, God is even greater than the king.
那当这他从狮子坑提起来以后。
When he was lifted from the lion's den,
那个王啊，敬畏神，而且对但以理比以前更好。
The king even revered Daniel, and he even treated Daniel better than before.
所以他以前的地位反而更稳固。
And his position as prime minister is even more firm.
因为神看到这个王看到神跟他同在。
Because the king saw that God was with Daniel.
那我们看这个约瑟本身。
And we see Joseph.
他坚持他的原则。
He held on to his principles.
下到监牢里面去。
And even though he was imprisoned.
结果以后他从监牢出来。
And later on he came out of the prison.
因为有一个酒政啊，想起说他可以解梦，向王推荐，就因为这样他就出来。
And later on he was recommended by the cupbearer to the king, so he was taken out of the jail.
那就变成了宰相。
And so he became the prime minister.
所以结果是好的。
So his result was positive.
但是更可贵的。
But what is more precious?
就是当这个 约瑟的环境啊，从这么卑微的囚犯一跑到监这个王宫，变成高贵的一个宰相以后，我们看他怎么生活。
So let us see how Joseph he lived his life from being a prison to the prime minister who lives in a very nice environment.
现在他变成又富又贵。
And now he's not only rich, yet he is a noble.
贵，因为他是宰相。
And he's noble because he's a prime minister.
又富啊，因为这个权势带来的就是财富。
And he's wealthy because his status brings him wealth.
但是一个人一旦变富又贵，马上你可以看到这个人在改变。
And once a person becomes rich and he is also wealthy, or he's rich and he has high status, then one will change.
常常绝对的权力会有绝对的腐化。
Sometimes one will actually have the principles will actually
绝对的权力 absolute power 会有绝对的腐化。
Sometimes they have the absolute power will cause them to have certain attitudes.
就腐化 corruption.
Corruption.
所以我们在民主制度里面，你看到需要有三权来平衡。
So when we see a democracy, we see that there are three types of power to balance.
因为怕腐化。
This is in fear of corruption.
那财富也会腐化一个人。
And of course, having too much wealth will cause one person to become corrupt.
因为人一旦有了，不断是知识、能力、财富，一旦多了，我们人就很难有那个收敛的功夫。
So once a person becomes wealthy and has status, then one will become very proud.
也很难有这个不会放纵 indulge, 不会 indulge, 不会放纵的一种念头了。
If one person is not wealthy, it has not doesn't have high status, then one will not indulge in.
所以我们在圣经里面一比较，你就发现约瑟非常可贵。
So if you look at the Bible, then we could see that Joseph is actually a very ignoble character.
我们看以赛亚书三十九章。
Let us turn to Isaiah 39.
以赛亚书三十九章。
Isaiah 39.
以赛亚书三十九章。
Isaiah 39.
三十九章的第四节
Isaiah 39 verse 4
以赛亚说他们在你家看见了什么，这句话很重要。
The prophet asked, what do they see in your palace? This is a very important phrase.
因为当时巴比伦王派遣使者来见西西家。
At that time, the king cabinet, Nebuchadnezzar asked Isaiah to see the prophet. Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Hezekiah, sorry.
第二节。
Verse 2.
西西家欢喜，使者就把自己苦处的金子、银子、香料、贵重的膏油、苦处一切军器，并所有的财宝都给他看。他家中全国之内，没有一样不给他看。
Hezekiah received the envoys gladly and showed them what was in his storehouse, the silver, the gold, spices, fine oil, his entire armory, and everything found among his treasures.
为什么西西家会给他看？
Why did Hezekiah show him all these?
因为这是他的荣耀。
Because these are his glory.
所以一个人在富贵的时候就很有那个欲念要让人知道。
So when one is wealthy, one wants other people to know about their wealth.
要显露。
They want to show off.
就开始会放纵了。
So they will start become indulge in this wealth.
所以这个使者走了以后神就叫以赛亚去问他，他们在他家看着什么。
So after the messenger left, Isaiah, the prophet went to King Hezekiah and said to the men, "What did they come?"
第四节
，verse four，
下半句
，the latter verse。
凡我家中所有，我都给他们看见，我财宝没有一样不给他看。第五节。
Verse 5.
以赛亚对西西家说，你要听万军的神如此说，日子到了，凡你家所有并你积蓄的租金都要被掳到巴比伦，不留下一样。这是神说的。
So it says, they saw everything in my palace. Hezekiah said, there's nothing among my treasures that I did not show them. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord Almighty. The time will surely come when everything in your palace and all that your father have stored up until this day will be carried off to Babylon.
所以神是给人恩典，这是好的。
So it is good that God grants people grace.
但是如果人懂得用神的恩典来爱神爱人，这也是好的。
So if people value God's grace
and blessings and use it to the good, then that is also good.
但是常常我们人在富贵当中，我们就开始放纵。
So oftentimes, though, when we are in our wealthy status, we become indulgent.
那这就变成失败的开始。
So this is the starting of our failure.
那但于是我们可以看到他在当了宰相以后。
So after Joseph became the prime minister,
他的哥哥来跟他相认，他怎么讲？
His brothers came to reunite with him.
好，我们看啊，创世纪五十章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 50.
啊，创世纪五十章。
Genesis 50.
啊。十三。
Verse 15.
约瑟的哥哥见父亲死了，就对他说：“约瑟怀恨我们，照我们从前待他一切的恶，足足的报复我们。”所以父亲死了，约瑟的哥哥就很怕了。
So after Joseph's father died, then all the brothers were very feared that Joseph would take revenge.
为什么
？Why?
他现在有权了，他要做什么都可以。
Because he has now power, so he could do anything he wants.
所以打发人就向约瑟说好话。
So they would send people to say good things to Joseph.
好，那我们看啊，十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
啊，你们对约瑟说：“这样，从前你哥哥待你，求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶，啊，求尽饶恕你父亲之神仆人的过犯。”他们对约瑟说这个，约瑟就哭了。
So this is what you are said to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of God of your father.
我们知道约瑟如果笑了，他哥哥就哭了。
We know if Joseph laughed, then the brothers would cry.
啊，笑了就是我现在占上风了，那约瑟就哭死了，他这哥哥就哭死了。
If Joseph were to laugh, that means that he is proud that he's in the high status and that he could do anything he wants.
但是在约瑟在很有权柄的时候，他能够收敛得住，这个不简单啊。
Yet Joseph, in his high status, he could refrain from showing off. This is actually
他一定有一个道理在后面呢。
He has held on to a certain principle.
我们看十九节。
Let us look at verse 19.
约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能够代替神呢？”二十节。
20.
从前你们意思是要害我，但神的意思原来是好的，要保全许多的性命，成就今日的光景。
But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives."
这个十九节啊，这句话非常重要。我岂能够代替神呢？
It's very important in verse 19. Am I in the place of God?
所以是看得出来，他过去所经历的这一些是神允许的。
So he knew that whatever he experienced in the past is allowed by God.
那你们意思是要害我？这是人的错误。
You intended to harm me, and this is a wrong of human.
但是神的旨意是好的。
Yet God intended for good.
要成全神的旨意。
And it's to accomplish God's will.
所以一个有神同在的人呢，人推不倒，推倒了你还会再起来，消失了他会再出现。
So a person who has the guidance of God will not be shaken. When he falls, he will come up again.
所以约瑟在最有权势的时候，我们看他的哥哥，对他的哥哥相当的有显现他生命那种高贵的品质。
Yet in his most high status, at the height of his life, he showed his brother mercy, and this shows how noble he is.
所以今天呢，我们做基督徒的目的是什么
？So what is the purpose of being a Christian nowadays？
在贫贱、在富贵、在威武的情况下，把我们的生命的这个素质表现出来。
In an impoverished environment and in high status, we're able to show the nobility character of Christian.
那第二个，约瑟在漂泊当中成就了一件很重要的事情。
Second, in Joseph's life of wandering, he had accomplished one important thing.
啊，就是让神的选民啊，为神的选民做投资啊。
He had made some investment for God's chosen people.
啊，因为他的爸爸全家七十几个人因为约瑟的原因就下到埃及。
Because of his father, his whole family, about 70 or more people, went to Egypt.
那经过430年，这个七十几个人变成差不多200多万的人。
And so after 430 years, these 70-some people became 2 million people.
神的选民就在埃及啊，繁荣就成长。
So God's chosen people thrived in the land of Egypt.
这个原来就是神的旨意。
And this was the will of God.
要让他的子民繁盛，让他国度能够扩张。
He wanted the God's people to thrive and expand.
所以我们今天呢，我们常常要想。
So we have to think.
神给我们在这个世界上也有一些成就。
God has allowed us to accomplish certain things in our lives.
好像约瑟在埃及做宰相也有一些成就。
Just as when Joseph was a prime minister, he had accomplished a few
things. 难道我们的一生就是赚钱享受死这样就算了吗？
Is our life purpose of life just go through life and do so have some accomplishment and acquire wealth and die and this is it?
我们看约瑟做了宰相，原来神有更高贵的目的。
We know that when Joseph became the prime minister, God had a better purpose for him.
就是借着他这个地位来使神的百姓能够繁荣。
It is through his status, God can allow his people to become prosperous.
那今天神是不是要借着他在我们身上所给我们的来为他做一些事情？
So doesn't God want to do the same to us?
这个是我们每一个人一定要想。
This is something we should ponder about.
因为有一天我们生命要结束的时候。
Because one day when our life is about to end.
我们回头过来看。
When we, in retrospect.
如果我们觉得我们活着对圣工的发展有贡献，我们活着对教会的兴盛有贡献，我们活着真的是对神的国有贡献，我们就满心的感谢。
If we have made contributions, even little, to the expanding the kingdom of God or expanding the work of the gospels, then we have contributed.
但是如果我们有一天我们快要离世的时候，回头过来想。
Yet, if we are about to die and we look back in our lives.
那我们的结论跟所罗门一样。
That our life is like King Solomon.
那就很可怜了。
Then this is pitiful.
所以我们现在所有的
So whatever we have now
就是神给我们一个资本
It is an investment that God has given us
要让我们来投资在神的事情上
So he wants us to invest this in godly matters
所以约瑟在埃及当宰相神的百姓就在那里繁荣
So when Joseph was a prime minister in Egypt this is when God's people thrived
但是虽然约瑟在那里当宰相百姓繁荣约瑟的根他的心不在埃及
Even though the Israelites in it have thrived in the land of Egypt, yet his heart was not in Egypt.
这非常的可贵。
This is actually very precious.
我们看创世纪五十章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 50.
约创世纪五十章的二十四节。
Genesis chapter 50 verse 24.
约瑟对他的弟兄说：“我要死了，但神必定看顾你们，领你们从这地上去。”到他启示所应许给亚伯兰、以撒、雅各之地。
Joseph said to his brothers, "I'm about to die, but God will surely come to your aid and take you up out of the land to the land He promised an oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob."
好，那二十五节下半句。
The latter part of 25.
你们要把我的骸骨从这里搬上去，搬到迦南地区。
And he asked that you must carry my bones up from this place.
所以我们看到亚伯兰、以撒、雅各、约瑟这四代啊，虽然在这样飘来飘去哦，他们四代有一贯的思想。
Even though the four generations of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph they wandered, yet they have the same thinking.
那个一贯的思想是什么
？What is this united thinking?
就是那一块地。
And that is the place that they all want to.
我们现在都努力的赚钱，等我们死的时候有一个所有权状啊，这个房子给你，这一块地给你，所有权状给你，哦。
Even though we possess quite a lot, when we die, we probably will give our deeds to our offsprings.
但是亚伯兰、以撒、雅各、约瑟他们都没有得到那一块地。
Yet Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob they did not receive this promised land.
那他们这样一代一代传下去，传什么？
So what are they trying to gain from this couple generations?
传一个盼望。
They actually disseminate the hope.
那个盼望就是得到迦南地。
And this hope is to arrive at land of Canaan.
这个就是神的应许。
And this is the promise of God.
这个就是他们在漂泊当中的一个稳定的力量，一个根。
So this is a firm hope that they have when they were wandering.
好，我们现在看希伯来书。
Let us look at Hebrews.
Okay, 第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6.
十九节。
Verse 19.
第六章十九节。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 19.
我们有这个志望，如同灵魂的苗，又坚固又牢靠，而且通入这个幔内。
We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain.
这圣经说我们灵魂有一个苗。
Here says that our soul has an anchor.
好像船啊，这个在海上苗飘下去，那个风怎么浪，它就不会飘走了。
Just as when a ship has an anchor, so the wind comes and the wave comes, it will not drift away.
那我们人生这样飘来飘去哦，有一个稳定的力量。
Even though we wander in our lives, yet we have this firm anchor.
这个力量是什么？
What is this spiritual strength?
就是一个盼望。
That is this hope.
那个盼望就通到神的国去。
And that is to go to the kingdom of God.
就是天国的永生。
And that is eternal life at heavenly kingdom.
我们不能飘到哪里，我们就是一个盼望，我到天国去。
No matter where we wander to, we have one hope, and that is the kingdom of God.
所以这是约瑟在漂泊当中一个最后的心愿。
So this is actually the last hope of Joseph when he wandered.
回到迦南。
And that is to go back to the land of Canaan.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
两百首。
200. Be seated.
我们九月要有秋季的灵恩布道会。
In September, we will have our fall spiritual convocation.
大概还有四个月的时间。
We have about 4 months.
请我们一起来为这个灵恩布道会做准备。
Let us prepare mentally and spiritually for the spiritual convocation.
流泪撒种，必要欢呼收割。
Those who shed tears will reap in joy.
我们投入越多，我们就会收获越多。
If we sow a lot, then we will reap a lot.
有两件事情啊，请我们一起来做。
There are two things let us do together.
第一个，请我们每一天为我们的灵恩布道会来祷告。
First, and that let us pray together for spiritual convocation.
第二个
，Second,
请我们多带慕道者来参加家庭聚会或者福音茶会或者教会的聚会。
Let us bring truth seekers and friends to open house and to family night service and to church.
如果我们人尽我们的努力去做，加上神的同工，我们就可以看到会有收成。
If we put forth effort, then we will see that God will help us and help us reap.
所以我们最后一次祷告要为着我们的灵恩布道会来祷告。
So let us pray for the spiritual convocation in September.
然后为慕道朋友来祷告。
And pray for truth seekers.
那明天早上我们从十点到十点半也鼓励大家这个就是自愿的我们如果有早一点到教会来为圣工来祷告。
And we encourage everyone to come to church from 10 to 10:30 to pray with us.
其实一个礼拜我们用半个钟头来为教会祷告这是很好的一件事情。
It's a wonderful thing to take 30 minutes a week to pray to God.
所以请我们尽量早一点到教会来祷告。
So let us try to come early to church to pray.
好，我们现在一起来祈祷。
Let us pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。阿门。